The Animal Health Inspection Service across the U.S. has been monitoring the progress of New World screwworm flies as they migrated north through Mexico. For more than a year, the industry has been preparing for potential of the pest making its way into this country. The recent discoveries of New World screwworm in Texas has triggered inspection and treatment protocols, explains Dr. Mendel Miller, state veterinarian for South Dakota.
The states that have cases are putting in movement restrictions. They're putting in containment zones where they're actually monitoring all traffic in and out of those zones, mandating that livestock that leave those zones are treated.
Dr. Miller states it is unlikely the flies could migrate into the northern region of the U.S. to South Dakota, but movement of screwworm larvae on an infested animal is possible. That's why the normal veterinary inspection for livestock transport is in place.
The fact that animals moving into South Dakota from other states need to be inspected by a veterinarian. They need to move on certificates of veterinary inspection, which says that the veterinarian has observed those animals and they do not show signs of contagious disease.
Miller explains the New World screwworm is not a food safety issue.
The normal steps we have to protect the food supply on the meat side of things, where the animal is inspected pre-slaughter, is put in place to protect the problem before it ever enters the food chain.
New World screwworm flies lay their eggs in open wounds of warm-blooded animals, including livestock, wildlife, and pets. Treatment of infected animals is available, and eradication efforts with sterile flies are ramping up. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.